Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful that you have taken this time and that I have the opportunity to share with you this wonderful form of prayer. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of reading Scripture or listening to Scripture in which we seek to open ourselves up to God, speaking to us, guiding us, teaching us. We are not so much trying to cognitively understand or analyze the Scripture, but to allow God to change us, to speak to us, to reach us through these words. Today I will be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 4th chapter, and I will read it a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. And during that time, you will be invited to focus on an aspect of the reading or how that aspect of the reading is meaningful in your life right now. So let us now turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen and notice if there is a word or a phrase that seems to jump out at you that seems particularly meaningful. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. For those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you, intersects with you in your life right now. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. For those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Hear this reading now a third time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to hear God speaking to you and how God may be calling you to respond, perhaps asking you to do or to be something in response to this word or phrase. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Hear this reading now one last time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either simply sit in the presence of God or pray to God. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many ways that you indeed are the light in our darkness. May we open our hearts and our minds so that light may shine on us, and may we do our part to help that light shine in this world wherever it may be needed. We thank you for all that you give us, and it's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.